T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the laugh of Mason Cole that you just heard there in the background. How are you, Mason?
Good. How you guys doing?
So we're good. I'm Andrew Filippone. This is Chris Muller. So you just heard Pat Bostic bring up the quarterback's putting his hands right there, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
When did you start playing center?
I played center my first my junior year of college, my first year playing center.
What were you
and
before that?
I played left tackle for my freshman, sophomore, and my senior year at Michigan. And then,
so who moved you? What was the decision made? What was the decision process there?
So I was there when Harbaugh's first year was my sophomore year. I played tackle, and then just to get the best five guys out on the field, Harbaugh saw me as a center and moved me to center. And then,
did you see yourself as a center at that point? Like, what's that adjustment process?
That's
pretty different.
I don't know. I mean, I had just started 2 years at left tackle at Michigan, so maybe not right away. But I did know Harbaugh was a good football coach, so I did trust him. I saw the size of NFL tackles, so I knew if I wanted to have a career in the NFL, tackle was most likely not going to be my position. And I think it all worked out okay. So,
how stressful is like the process of just – because every time I look at offensive line play, I'm a layperson here. I'm just watching. You got to make the calls, and then somebody's on you. You snap the ball. It's so rudimentary, but you're snapping the ball, and somebody's on you instantly. Like, what kind of an adjustment is that? How much pressure do you feel when you're in that position?
Yeah, it's a process, right? It's something that is kind of unique to that position. You're kind of conducting five guys, and anytime something goes wrong, it's usually my fault. Whether it really is or not, it usually comes back to me, whether it's communication or whatever it might be. So. That part can be stressful, but it's also, I mean, it's part of the job description. So
when you come in, though, to a new team and you're playing that position, I mean, this is a line that's got some moving parts. It's got some guys back from last year, but there's a guy to your right that's brand new. There's going to be a guy to your left that's a competition right now. You got to be the leader. Like, what's it like coming in, being an outsider from the organization's perspective until this year and trying to, like you just said, conduct those guys?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing is learning who these guys are in our room. And this camp's been great for that, right? I mean, OTAs, you get to be around the guys a little bit. But, you know, a lot of it's not full speed. And we're not really in the dog days of training camp then. And, you know, you start to get into week two, week three, week four of training camp, and you start to really know these guys and know what they need. Communication-wise, physically-wise, that's part of playing offensive line. We all have to play together as a group. So having these reps, especially against our defense, has been really good.
So when you say you get to know them, are you watching film on your fellow offensive lineman, Mason?
Obviously we watch film in the room, right? But it's more of, hey, how'd that block feel? What do you need? Do you need more, need less? Want me to step more that way, less that way? If we're sliding protection, do you want me right in your hip? Do you want me to hang on you a little bit? A lot of it's kind of a feel thing, right? You got to just know, start to learn who these players are and how they play and base your play off them sometimes.
How much of it's about learning personalities? Like if you're the conductor, you might have to tell a guy, hey, you're not where you needed to be here. So who needs tough love and can handle tough love? And who do you kind of have to use the kid gloves for missed assignment?
I think as an offensive line, we're so close as a group, right? And we got so many different personalities. And probably the most unique personalities in the world in a workspace is probably an offensive line room. And, and that's what makes it so special, right? So obviously sometimes things get heated, communication, and you can go back and forth with guys, but it's all part of the process of getting better and getting to know these guys, and none of it's ever taken personal. So there is some of that, and there is some tough love sometimes between all of us, and a lot of good times too.
Steelers center Mason Cole with us here. We're live at camp. Chris brought up the tackle and center. What do you think is more pressure-packed, protecting the quarterback's blind side or being the center?
Yeah, I mean, two different job descriptions, right? Playing tackle in the NFL is another beast. You're blocking, in my opinion, the pound-for-pound best athlete on the field.
T.J. Watts of the world.
You're blocking T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, Chandler Jones. I mean, the list goes on. Every team's got one, right? Every team's got one at defensive end. So that's another whole challenge of its own, right?
Is that more of a physical, technical challenge?
For sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And your job's more mental.
Well, you just said technical, Pony, though. Like, I mean, that's something people undersell, about playing.
Yeah, I mean, that position, blocking those guys is so physical and so technical. It's still super physical and technical on the inside.
Especially if Donald on the Rams happens to be on the other side, and then it's like, oh boy,
yeah,
here we go.
And those guards and defensive tackles in this league are really good too, but not the same athlete as the guys that are on the edge.
So this is a big Aaron Donald show. We're Steelers fans. We're also
Pony. You were invited to his draft party.
I was there.
I played Aaron Donald a lot.
But
of
that's
times
what I was
in
just going
to
ask you. So when you're sitting, I think our listeners would be interested in this. When you're sitting there with your offensive line coach and you're watching Aaron Donald tape. What's the strategy there? What's your?
I mean, you got to have two people on them at all times. I'll tell you a funny story. My rookie year, I was starting a center, and we ended up being 3-13 that year. Head coach got fired. We were really bad in Arizona, and my second game of the year, we played at the Los Angeles Rams, and in our install meetings and stuff, we didn't mention Aaron Donald, and we were all kind of looking at each other like, is anybody gonna talk about him? We didn't pass the 50-yard line that game. So the next time we played them, you're damn right we mentioned Aaron Donald.
I was going to say, I thought it was like a he who shall not be named. You guys all just know 99 just wrecks everything.
I mean, you got to have like those guys, you got to have a game plan against. Going against TJ, if we're playing a game, you got to have a game plan against them to minimize that pass rush and minimize their effect on the game. Because if you don't, those guys can wreck games.
You know, we always hear from people who come to the Steelers from another organization, or even some guys who've been here their entire careers, that it's just different, that they talk to other players around the league. It's different playing for this franchise. What have you experienced towards that end with them so far?
Man, it's been really awesome being here. First of all, being around Coach Tomlin is so special. Man. Once you get in the building, you understand why this organization has been so good for so long. The culture they've developed over the years. And it bleeds throughout the whole team, right? The whole team's like that. The culture in the team is great. And then you go to training camp with them, you see how hard we work, and it makes sense, right? You're like, these guys are doing something different, and it's worked for them. You know, sometimes there can be some complaining and stuff, but...
So when you say different, you mean it's like more physical, there's more hitting?
It's in my opinion, it's so much more competitive than anywhere I've been. There's competition periods where it's one-on-ones, run, pass, whatever it might be. Each day there's competition. We're live tackling in practice. I don't think I've ever live tackled in practice in the NFL.
Wow.
Unless it was like a scrimmage.
And I think
of Mike
Zimmer
something.
Is like a hard ass. Like, I think of him as like an old
school
guy.
I mean, maybe we live tackled one day or something, but, I mean, we live tackle almost every day out here. And it makes sense. And you look in the last, whatever, 15 years, and they haven't had a losing record in 15 years, and you understand why.
You're now a grizzled veteran, and you're occasionally snapping the ball to a rookie quarterback who got picked in the first round. So tell us, this is also, if this is a big Aaron Donald show, it's a huge Kenny Pickett show.
You got to know your audience, Mason.
Because we had
like some Pitt fans.
We had him on our show every week last year, and he finished third in the Heisman voting, so we kind of took credit for that. But what have you seen from him? I mean, give us the inside view on how he has adjusted and as a rookie taken to NFL life.
Yeah, man, Kenny's awesome. Actually, here in Latrobe, our lockers are right next to each other, so I mess with Kenny a lot, and we have a good time. But over the last, through OTAs and through now, he's become so much more confident, right? He's okay with changing the mic point. He's okay with throwing hot on empty protections. He's okay with the jet sweeps we do and reading all these things. And just over time, he's gotten more and more comfortable. It's been cool to watch him grow and become more himself as the time's gone on.
And I would imagine, like, you know, fans are looking, hey, is he completing passes? But for you guys, hearing and feeling like he's more comfortable with those protections, those calls, has to be a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, a lot of it is demeanor in the huddle, right? Like, as a rookie, sometimes you can be shy and not
he's
be
not
super
like
vocal.
That, is he? He's not a shy guy.
No,
right?
No. I mean, at first, every rookie is, right? They don't know who they are in the locker room yet. They don't know what they can get away with, what they can't.
But if you're a quarterback, you got to figure it out quick if you're a
and
rookie
passer. And I think Kenny has. I mean, he controls the huddle. He commands the huddle well. And I think his confidence has grown exponentially since being here.
Mason, how do you avoid paralysis by analysis? Because you've got to get in with your quarterbacks. You've got three guys here. You've got to learn your offensive line. You've got to learn a new playbook. Do you ever sleep?
Yeah, man. We get to sleep. You know, it's tough, right? But at the same time, inside zone is inside zone. I've run inside zone since my freshman year at Michigan. We're running a lot of the same plays. It's just learning the terminology a lot of times and learning the formations and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, it's just football, right? Like, it can be super complicated, super complex, and super hard at times. But on Sundays, at the end of the day, it's the same game we've been playing for 10, 15 years. So you just got to go out there and play ball sometimes.
How did you ingratiate yourself to this team, in your opinion?
I don't even know what that word means.
You're a Michigan man.
He's a Syracuse man.
I'm a Michigan man, but
how do you feel like you started to fit in, or what did you have to do to kind of
team? As years go on in the NFL, I think you become more comfortable just being yourself. And
what's your personality then?
When I signed here, I was just like, no, I'm going to be myself, and I can be a little goofy sometimes, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. But when it's not time to work, let's have fun.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of this job is so stressful and can be so stressful, and the highs and lows the peaks and valleys are so high and low, and it's just, you got to have fun while doing it, right? Like, if you're going to come out here and be miserable all the time, then what's the point? Like, so we're going to work hard and we're going to be serious when we need to be serious, but when it's time to have fun, let's have fun.
I mean, you guys are under a lot of pressure. I think you probably know that to some degree, because it's just people talk about the offensive line. They think about the rookie quarterback. So how do you feel the progression has been from you get here, you're in installs, you're doing OTAs, to right now? Like, and where do you think it's going to go for you guys as a group, the offensive line?
Yeah, I think we've progressed really well. I think, first week here, it maybe felt like there were some struggles maybe a little bit, but as time's gone on, we learned each other. We learned the offense more, and I think we're starting to hit a stride a little bit, and hopefully just keep going in that direction, because I think we're going to be a really good group. In terms of pressure, man, across this league, there's pressure against every offensive line, because it really does depend on the offensive line and the defensive line. Those are parts of the offense and defense that win games. So we have to be a good group if we want to be successful this year.
How are you eating here? How's the food at St. Vincent? What are you having, Mason? You're on a strict diet? It's nothing but spinach and stuff like that?
Leafy greens.
What are we doing here?
Not strict. I keep it relatively healthy for the most part. The food's been okay. I think the first week and a half, the food was great. But I think you eat the same food over and over again and sort of be like, I don't know about this. You eat the same lunch every time, whatever. But
what's your go-to lunch here?
Man, they got grilled burgers and grilled chicken. You make sandwiches. You can make a burger or grilled chicken sandwich. That's usually where I go, with a little pasta salad and some veggies.
Are you a guy, because we've talked to Chris Hoke, former Steelers D lineman, guy who played nose tackle, undersized.
Yeah, he had Baldinger on. He's the same thing as this.
He would tell us these stories and continues to about having to eat at all hours of the night to keep weight up. Are you a guy that has to that you play bigger than you naturally are, and so you've got to do that process? It does, because it makes eating, I love, not sound fun some of the time.
Yeah, no. I was actually just talking about this with Coach Tomlin. There's guys across the league that struggle to gain weight, and there's guys across the league that struggle to lose weight. So it really depends who you are. For me, I struggle to keep the weight on and struggle to gain weight. So I am eating more than I like to sometimes, but the challenge is trying to do it healthy, right? Like, I could go in there and eat two tubs of ice cream. I'd be a big blob and not be great the next day, right? So trying to find a balance of eating a lot of food and doing it right.
I think you just got to lobby Coach Tomlin and say, hey, even if the other guys, the defense is getting the steaks and everything, I need to keep that weight on. So that's good, healthy
steaks
protein.
Steaks are too healthy. He needs carbs, man.
No, he needs the protein.
We can load it up with butter and stuff.
Exactly.
Throw a baked potato or two in there. I like it.
Mason, great to meet you in person, and good luck this year, man.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.